There are several kinds of magic: white, gray, and black. White magic is making changes that are in complete harmony with the universe and releasing energies that are constructive in nature. Black magic is creating changes that are inharmonious with the universe and are destructive in nature. Gray magic is a term you hear lots of lately. It is a kind of magic to be watchful of. It can be constructive or destructive, and in harmony or out of harmony. It is dangerous because if you are not absolutely sure of what you are doing, it may just as well be black magic. I won't be covering any kinds of black or gray magic techniques in this series. I just mentioned them so that you are aware of the different kinds of magic. The formulas and energy keys are often the same between each kind of magic. What differs is the purpose and how magic is used. Magic is not for everyone, so don't think you have to learn magic to become a master reality creator. Magic is just another tool to help you if you so desire to use it. I would suggest that unless you are completely comfortable with using magic, don't. A master reality creator rarely needs magic to create change in the world, because a master reality creator knows how to precisely construct his or her thoughts so change will occur. But till you reach that point, you may want to use magic as another way to help you manifest those things in your life that you want. Also, how deep you go into magic is another choice you will have to make at some point. On the website, I have only put the most simple and safe of magical calls and symbols. I may add a few more magical techniques to go along with this series, but everything I add will be safe to use and of the white magic flavor. You may endeavor to go deeper into magic by getting other books or visiting other websites. That choice is up to you. If you do take magic further than I take you in this series, test the effect of each magical formula you may acquire or create on very small things till you are sure of its exact effect on your environment and your being. Treat any kind of new magic technique or formula like you would any unknown. Just because the place you got this formula says it does this or does that does not necessarily mean it will have the same effect when you use this formula. Also, guard your magical enthusiasm in the beginning. If you thrust yourself too soon, too fast into magic, it is a lot like putting a weight over your head. Magic can weigh you down. If you are sensitive enough, you will feel the weight of the magical energy upon your being. This analogy is much like what blocked up magical energy feels like. The energy you send out cannot be processed fast enough, and it starts backing up on you. This backup will eventually have all your magic backfiring on you right in your face, because the energy is not going where it is supposed to. So, if you feel this pressure, then take a 1 or 2 week break from magic to clear your energy field of the backed up energy. Then begin again more slowly.